The following It's Your Money is pre-recorded.
Good morning and welcome this ugly morning to It's Your Money, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I have to tell you, I was just telling Holly, coming down the parkway, still snowing. Little flurries, but I hear it's supposed to warm up. Is that right? Today it's going to warm up?
Into the 40s, so warmer.
Well, that's balmy. I am so over this winter already. It's terrible. We haven't been able to get to Florida yet, but unlike our partner, David R. Thierman. Good morning, David.
Well, here's what happens, right?
Tell me.
So again, someone has to travel, take the short straw to report on Valentine's Day the weather in different places, okay?
And
so
how
I got
you?
The short straw, and I ended up in Florida.
Well, how come Holly and I can't draw the short straw?
Yeah, we have to figure out where that short straw is.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we send, because we can't enjoy Florida and the warmer weather this weekend without Jeannie and Holly. So we send you all our love.
Oh, thanks
a lot. And
Jeannie
and Holly usually say, that's cheap, David. Okay?
She's rolling her eyes.
Yes, it's in the low 70s. By lunchtime, in the morning, we always say, so Florida, you can experience the change of season in the day. If you get up early, let's say it's 7 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
between 7 a.m. and lunchtime, you can have a 25-degree change. So oftentimes, Floridians will say that you can experience the seasons if you get up early.
Well, here meanwhile, it's just 25 degrees.
I always say it's summertime in New Jersey if you stay under the covers, Gene, this time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's been brutal. It's been brutal. I don't like the cold in any way or manner.
Well, you know what it was? We had that snow. It wasn't that major, but the snow and ice stuck around so long.
Oh, I still can't see my driveway. It's still totally covered in ice.
Yeah.
Awful.
So
just
we're
awful.
Here for you each and every weekend. And if we don't know the answer, Gene M. Isley, David R. Thierman, we have Holly. So any really difficult, tough questions, thank goodness Holly's there, right, Gene?
Thank goodness. I tell you, she's the, I don't know how she's running this production booth. It's crazy. She's got half the things not working.
You know, she has all the, just to let people know, I saw her with all the latest electronics. Scotch tape, electrical tape,
duct tape,
Elmer's glue. She's holding the fort together at the radio station.
And she's chewing the bubble gum now.
The bubble gum. Meanwhile, for our listeners in Gene and Holly, someone says, David, when you go somewhere, the best spots to go, Florida, by the way, only has a few toll roads. But you know how if you get a rental car, it's unlimited mileage?
Correct. It's not unlimited tolls.
Yeah. Not unlimited tolls. So the idea is, if you want to go on vacation coming from New Jersey, and how many toll roads does New Jersey have?
Tons.
Yeah, over 30. Over 30 toll roads in New Jersey. You don't want to pay the toll in New Jersey. You know what you do? Keep the car in the garage.
Hitch a ride with a friend.
Or have Jeannie drive.
Yeah, that's good.
Plan B. So I always kid, because I had a client years back, Jeannie, from South Carolina, who couldn't believe there were toll roads. So South Carolina now has one toll road. Carolina has one toll road, but there's lots of states without toll roads. Now, some states are a little difficult to drive to. For example, Hawaii. You can't really drive to Hawaii, but once you get there, if you get the rental car, there's no toll roads. But there is no toll roads in Connecticut, Nevada, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho. Do you like potatoes? South Dakota, North Dakota has toll roads, stay in the South. Tennessee, which has no income tax, also has no toll roads. Wisconsin, Wyoming. But like I said, in our neighborhood, the state with the least toll roads is South Carolina. Just has one. So if you're getting the rental car, South Carolina is as good as it can be driving around. And by the way, some states you get the rental car, other states you don't want to own a car. So this is a good tax, Jeannie and Holly. In Massachusetts, you know how you have a property tax on your house?
Right.
Massachusetts, you have a property tax on your car.
Hmm, that's interesting.
2.5%.
Is this an annual tax?
Every year.
Really?
Every year. So people don't realize, by the way, about 23 states have a property tax on their car, an annual tax.
That's crazy.
Because I'll tell you where. So Massachusetts has one of the highest. Gee, shocking, okay? Massachusetts has the highest estate tax now, one of the highest auto taxes. You don't want one of the highest income taxes. So if you like to give your money away because you'll feel better, you would move to Massachusetts, okay, Gene?
Wow.
So at 2.5%, what that means on a $50,000 car, you pay $1,250 a year in car tax. By the way, the worst state to have a car in, the highest auto tax, because it's a property tax, Virginia, is almost 5%. Every year, you pay about 4.6% of your value of your car in Virginia.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So the moral to this story is, there's no federal tax news, okay? Taxes are staying where they're at. No increases. That's wonderful news, okay? So where you're looking for taxes are the states. And there's two states proposing tax increases. And this wouldn't be much of a Jeopardy question because it would have to be an easy one, okay? Gee, what two states are proposing higher taxes? California and New York. Shocking. That should be like Jeopardy for 50 cents, okay?
Right.
So California wants to do a one-time tax. We get this. 5% of billionaires' money, it'll go to the politicians who will make your life better. New York, not to be left behind, because if California wants to raise taxes, New York doesn't want to be left out. By the way, the number one and two states that people leave in the United States, guess what those states are?
Mm-hmm.
California and New York, Chicago number three. Mm. So if you raise taxes, you know what the problem is? There's no one left. They've all left, okay? You can't raise. It's sort of like having a store. I'm going to raise the price on items, but I have no customers. Hmm. So in New York, the idea is, again, not a 5% wealth tax, but every year we're going to increase the income tax on the wealthiest people by 2%. So the wealthiest people are going to pay more tax and give it to the politicians. And the politicians are going to manage the money and make your life easier. That's just like the property tax on automobiles, the tolls on the road, the income taxes. They're all going to help you. Don't you feel better? Or you leave the state. And what's the number one item they do, Gene?
Leave the state.
They leave the state. So the latest news is the billionaires tax in California.
Yeah, this is great.
No billionaires. Mark Zuckerberg, I guess that's Facebook, Gene.
Meta, right?
Yeah, looking at in the Miami area, I think they call it Indian Shores, about $100 to $200 million house in the Miami area. The answer is you can't tax the billionaires if they've all moved to the Miami, Florida area.
Well, I know what the Floridians are concerned about is that people migrating from Democrat states bring their Democrat voting with them, and now they're going to skew the Republican strongholds in these states. And it's amazing all the fleeing is going on from the Democrat states, and where are they fleeing to? Republican run states. So it's step back and take a look at what's going on. You know, you're fleeing these states because of taxes or, you know, things that are of no solid representation to you, and you're just going to go change them where you're looking for solace and refuge. It doesn't make any sense to me. There were actually flyers put on cars in Palm Beach County. I saw them myself a few years ago with people with out-of-state tags. They were stuck under their windshield along A1A at the parking sites, and it said, "We welcome you to the Sunshine State, but leave your voting habits behind." And they were putting them under people's windshield wipers. It's crazy. So I don't know. We'll see.
And what they do is really the no income tax states. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you those real quick. Let's see. No income. It's interesting. Florida is a no income tax state, mm-hmm. and no, not only not seeing an income tax rate increase, there's no income tax to begin with. And typically they call those the nomad states because it's nomad. It starts with Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Florida, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Wyoming, Alaska, we always say has no state income tax, but that doesn't go over well in February, the Alaska idea.
No.
But New Hampshire, by the way, it's interesting. In New England, where's all the business? Where do wealthier people move? Okay. They all move to New Hampshire. You know who has one of the highest state income taxes?
Who's that?
Vermont.
Oh, boy.
You know one of the least populated states in the United States, Gene?
Which one?
Vermont. They've all left. And you know where they went? New Hampshire.
Well, it's balmier
says,
weather.
I went to Vermont. There weren't many people there. I know. They moved to New Hampshire, okay?
Crazy.
That's how that works. No income tax.
That's crazy.
It's always interesting, Gene. So we're here for you. So as we said, on a federal front, the good news is no tax increases. On a state level, you don't live in California or New York, so you can always look on the positive side.
Did you
and
know
on
that...
the investment side, everything has been chirping along pretty well, hasn't it, Gene?
It's been chirping. We have some back and fill, as we say, and it's to be expected. You know, the market topped 50,000 for the first time ever, got up to 50,300. We're going to see some shakeups in there periodically, and you know, no sector holds the lead forever. So you do see some cycle shift in the markets, and we do expect that. And you know, you're looking at what's driving the changes in these investment decisions, and with interest rates coming down, the jobs number was stellar the other day, and they're not government jobs that they're replacing after the clean out that they did at the beginning of Trump's term, love him or hate him. You know, it worked. It weeded out some of the unnecessary positions in government. And all the government jobs that were reported in the prior years had been government jobs. So you're just, you know, you're expanding taxpayer dollars going into salaries instead of into the things that can benefit the country. And, you know, there's a lot of jobs to be had out there. It's if whether or not you want them. So, you know, again, slow and steady is going to win the race in every market cycle, in whether it's good, bad, or static. Every market cycle brings some good things to bear as well as some painful things. So, you know, we're going to get through it, and we do expect the market to continue strong. And, you know, the market, I remember breaking through 1,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Well, here we are at 50,000. So is the market going to go away? Are the U.S. doors going to be shuttered? Not likely. So put your head down. Just keep a strategy and a focus. Invest. You know, they say buy the dip. Well, somebody came out and said, don't buy this dip. Well, you know what? That's a bunch of nonsense. Anytime there's an opportunity to pick up securities, if you liked them at $50 and they're now selling at $35, you should love it. So, take a look at your portfolio. Sit down with your advisor. Go through, restate your goals. What is it that you need to do? In what time frame do you want to accomplish this? You know, what type of income are you going to need down the road? Can you be putting more away for yourself right now? You certainly want to max out your 401ks, your 403bs for your nonprofits. Max out the contributions. People say, well, I'm only going to put in till I get the company match. Well, you're just, you know, hurting yourself. Put in more. It gives you a reduction in your taxable income, and that's your first line of defense right there to benefit you yourself tax-wise. Then take a look if you're able to fund Roth IRAs or IRAs on the outside, do so. If you have a Roth component available in your 401k, definitely take advantage of it. You know, you want to pack away all you can in Roth form. You don't get the deduction for it now. But when it comes out, after it's been in there 5 years and you're 59 and a half, you can take any and all of it out tax-free. So it's a huge benefit down the road. Not so much during your working years, but down the road, it's huge. So there's a lot to be considering. And, you know, people start filing their taxes about now. You're going to see some nice refunds this year. You're going to see some benefit on gratuities and overtime this year. It's I think when the money starts to flow back into your pockets, you're going to feel a little bit better about spending. And we're going to see it. We've just seen a record set with credit card debt, which is troubling. $1.28 trillion in credit card debt. So let's start working on those bills. If you're carrying balances, pay them off. It's non-deductible interest that you're paying every month. You're throwing that money away. So where you can, please pay off your credit cards. It's senseless to carry a balance.
I was also, Gene, I was watching this week on the news. Doesn't have to do with the federal and state taxes immediately, but in the long run it does. I guess the big economic forum is in Davos, Switzerland.
Right.
And between Europe and the United States, the big defense forum is the Munich Security Conference.
And that's going on now.
And someone would ask, where's the Munich Security Conference? It's in Munich. That's another Jeopardy question, Gene. It's like the Davos Economic Forum. Where's that? Davos, okay. Mm-hmm. The Munich Security Conference, it's in Munich. Yeah, you've got it. So here we are in the Jeopardy. It's a roll. So they had Prime Minister Starmer from England, and then they were all looking. Marco Rubio had a big speech, and the Europeans are feeling good, and the Americans are feeling good that, you know, the NATO, it's as strong as ever and wants it to be stronger, but that America wants the European countries to build up their defenses, so, you know, to deter Russia and China.
Right.
So it was generally met with very positive reports, the Munich Security Conference, which is a good situation because then you have the more rapport you see between the Western countries, the less activity on the tax side, on the tumult side, whether it be tariffs for this way or that way or imports and just countries getting along and being able to defend themselves. So good news out of the Munich Security Conference helps us also on the tax front. And that should also bode well on Wall Street for the coming week. At least one positive aspect. There'll always be other positives. Right, Gene?
Yes, there will be. You know, again, what's going on in Europe is something that, you know, I highly favor it. They should be able to defend themselves. Everybody looks to the U.S. to be, you know, the big brother and the defender of all. You know what? We can't do it all. It's funny. Years ago, we had a German exchange student. He was a high school boy, very smart fellow. And he's now running the bond desk at Banco Bilbao Vizquez. And he's got a busy job, but it was funny. He actually sat there. He came back for a visit. He was now 19. And he came back and we had a discussion politically, as we did the whole time he was with us. It was back and forth. But he said, the United States should be the world policeman. They've got all the money to do it. And it was shocking to me that he actually believed this sincerely, that the U.S. should be the one that leads the way with spending to defend everybody around the planet. So needless to say, we didn't have a very nice dinner that night, but he was just absolutely staunch in his opinion. But I'm glad to see that NATO is stepping up and increasing their funding capabilities, as they should. You know, it's
for their own country's sake, Jeannie, because you've got Russia on the door, you've got China on the door.
Yeah.
And one of the big speeches at the Munich Security Conference, as we said, Rubio, was that the United Nations isn't settling the Middle East, isn't settling the other debates, or isn't settling the other wars in the world. You have Russia and China, which are dictatorships, on the Security Council. How's that working out? Okay?
It's ridiculous.
So the answer is it's not. So the Western nations have to stay together. And you have dictators in the world. It's whether Russia or China, you have to work together to stay away from that. So the good news there, as Jeannie said, it's a positive for the world, positive for humanity, the conference this weekend, positive for Wall Street, positive also on the tax front. As we said, the big item on the tax fronts are you have to look at states, states and states. And really what happens is, for example, in New York, it's a mayor. You have urban areas. Urban areas, what they're saying is we need more money. Well, surprise, urban areas in the United States aren't really managed too well. How do you know that? Trenton, which is the capital of New Jersey, the second poorest capital in the United States. Mm. We're just always surpassed by Hartford, Connecticut, okay?
Wow.
So if you really want to look, they, by the way, they give no accounting courses in Hartford and probably none in Trenton. The worst two mismanaged capitals in the United States, economically depressed, Hartford, Connecticut, and Trenton, New Jersey. And the advantage, though Hartford is worse, Hartford has terrific pizza. It's famous for coal-fired pizza, by the way.
Hartford?
Yeah, so that's where Frank Pepe's Pizza, I've been there, it's called, or I'm sorry, that's New Haven. Wrong spot, Gene.
I can't imagine.
Hartford is poor, New Haven. It's the other city. I was thinking of pizza at this early in the morning. By the way, that's in Delray Beach, Florida, Gene.
What, Pepe's?
Frank Pepe's Pizza. So when I visit Jean in Delray Beach, when she gets there,
if I get there,
it's like I'm at the pizza shop, okay?
I don't know of a good pizza place in Delray. You're saying Pepe's is good?
It's supposed to be there, but no. Well, that's what happens, Jeannie. When you come to Florida, we do miss pizza and subs, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, real pizza, real subs.
Yes, you're right. We have the best in South Jersey.
And not heroes. They're subs. They're not heroes.
We want to remind everyone during the hour, if you want to call us or you want to call my office, Gene M. Isley has all the numbers.
Yes, and we're about to take our break at the bottom of the hour, so you know what that means, everybody. Time for another cup of coffee and ignore the next minute of news because it's not going to cheer you up. If you wanted to reach David for a second opinion on your existing documents or to certainly get your documents drawn, wills, powers of attorney, living wills, trust discussion if it's necessary. You can reach him at his law offices in Summers Point, right on New Road, at 609-653-6003. And you can reach us here this morning after this upcoming coffee break for everyone and a donut or maybe a slice of pizza, David. You can reach us this morning at 609-927-1100. And it is true. I was driving down the parkway this morning in a little snow shower. So it's not over yet, folks. I'm sorry to say. I hope it warms up today. I'd like to see some of the ice off of my yard so we can walk and cross it instead of have to hike across it with spiked shoes. Although I guess it's good to aerate the grass, isn't it? Lord, get spring coming. I can't wait. But we're going to take a quick break here, as I say. Time for a coffee refill, and we'll be back with the second half of It's Your Money on this Valentine's Day weekend. We'll be right back. Good morning, and welcome back to It's Your Money. I am Jean Isley, and we are joined by our partner in crime here, David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney, joining us from the Sunshine State, the low-tax state, Lucky Duck.
Well, I just wanted to bring a little warmth and love on Valentine's Day to the show. That's the only reason I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
Warmth and love.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day for your bride?
I hear ready for our listeners, okay? I don't want to, talk about the situation. I totally forgot it was Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
Until Jeannie wished everyone a happy Valentine's Day this morning on the show.
Uh-oh.
I didn't even realize it was Valentine's Day.
You better run out to CVS and pick up a card quick.
Yeah, so here's... on Valentine's Day, Jean, I send everyone my love. And love is free. And there's no postage, okay?
Uh-huh.
Did we give out our telephone numbers?
Yes, we did.
We did. See, I'm starting, because you had me befuddled with the Valentine's Day. David, what did you get my wife? And the answer is, I didn't even remember it's Valentine's Day. What's the next holiday so I don't miss it? Oh, it's President's
Day. President's Day is Monday, yes.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, it's nice to see if you scour the papers, the different channels, how much importance and history they teach you about President's Day.
Yeah, it's a sin. Then yeah. You've got the Lunar New Year on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, someone says, well, the president's this, the president's that. It's like, you ever realize what, you know, a lot of these people, what they grew up in, how they got to where they were, and the difficulties they had to endure?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, you know, the Abraham Lincoln, they know a lot. He sat by the fireplace. He didn't go off to school. He sat by a fireplace and educated himself with books.
That's right.
He didn't have gymnasiums, extracurricular activities, didn't have air conditioning. You know, it's an interesting story. So it's always your zest and your will to get ahead. It's a, you know, and so the stories, you know, you'll hear, well, this person had this shortcoming, that shortcoming. What they endured through their life is remarkable.
It is.
So you do pause for a second, and then to try to better humanity, we're very fortunate. So on President's Day, you give a nod that we live the life we do, and it's not just by chance. It's because people have made the effort, educated themselves. People have defended the country, and you'd be grateful and gratitude. It's we're very fortunate in the world. The reason people want to come to America. For every fault you can find, the answer is you're very lucky. Be grateful and thankful.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Believe it or not, Ash Wednesday is coming up this Wednesday. The beginning of, pardon me? What'd you say?
You know, I'm always grateful and thankful because once I'm on that kick, I think to myself, when I'm back in New Jersey, the toll roads, I'll just have Gene drive me.
Thank you.
And then, by the way, you know, we have a new governor. The idea was the price of electric. I was just looking at the Wall Street forecast with electric. And as Gene M. Isley knows, the politician, they're not controlling the gas price, although they control the tax they put on the gas. Right,
right.
Gene?
Yes, they do.
Yep. New Jersey's gas tax went up. How's that working as of January 1st?
It's terrible.
But when they tell you they're going to try to control the electric prices, well, the answer is electric's in demand. They're projecting an increase every year for the next decade. So as Gene M. Isley always says, what do you have to do? You have to be frugal. You have to conserve. And you then can look for investment opportunities because you'll see the situation what the government does and how you've got to save your money and invest, the cost of utilities across the board, I don't see anything getting less expensive. How about you, Gene M. Isley?
Well, I do see some prices coming down in the grocery store. So I'm seeing that, not, you know, dramatic and not across the board, but eggs, of course, and the price of chicken have come down. But, you know, meat
Well, you're right. The gas prices have come down.
Gas prices are down tremendously, yes. I was happy at the pump
the
other day.
You know, it's interesting, Gene. I just have to chime in 1 second. The gas price comes down, but what does your local government do? What does New Jersey do?
Raise the tax.
Bingo. Bingo. So the answer is, on an economic front, on a national front, they're going to bring the gas prices down. So what do you have to worry about? Your state capital is going to just take more. The ones who just, you know, are out there caring for you, just raise the tax.
It's stupid. And then on top of that, a lot of places have taken to adding that charge on your credit card for using your credit card. So, you know, it's funny because my husband in business says I eat that fee because it's the convenience of being paid immediately. So I pay the fee to the credit card company so that our customers can use the credit card for whatever purpose they're using it. And then on top of that fee, there are now certain businesses and dining establishments are passing it on to the consumer. So much for your convenience of being paid immediately. And I don't know, it's tough to swallow, but, and it can be significant, you know, you look at your credit card bill, and then you, it's funny because you usually look at the bottom line for tipping. I do. You know, it's just a habit, and we do over tip, and we care about, you know, the servers, and we appreciate them. So the idea is I'm now going to be paying on the tip that I give as well as the tax as well as the balance. So I don't know. I guess I have to rethink it, maybe. Anyway.
Yeah, Gina Misley for our listeners. So she goes to these restaurants, there's tipping. And, you know, I asked Gene, the restaurants I go to for like Valentine's Day, Gene, well, that romantic dinner.
I don't think McDonald's charges.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's drive-ins, okay?
Uh-huh.
My wife said, where are we going out to dinner for Valentine's Day? And I said, roll down the window. There it is.
That's cruel. Well, it's kind of tough.
You can't make it up.
No, you can't. You can't also usually on Valentine's Day just walk into a restaurant and expect to be seated. I know places that are they've cut off reservations because they're so booked.
Sure.
David,
well,
that's why
we're not going, Gene, because we couldn't get a reservation.
Too crowded.
Okay?
Yeah. Good example. Yeah. Good
too
answer.
Too crowded.
Good.
Another
answer.
Good reason to stay home.
David, we have Frank calling in from Galloway this morning. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Frank. You're on the air.
Okay. Listen, I have a friend who is a former police officer. He did 25 years.
God bless him.
They took out that plan where you, you know, where they can't get your house or take all your money, you know, for 5 years, look back. And
is this
like
for a nursing home?
Years, and he's starting to get dementia. And he's starting to get a little physical, like, you know, getting out of control. Is there anything he can do to push this thing up, or he has to wait another year and a half?
Gene, I couldn't hear. Could you repeat the question?
So he has a friend.
My friend is
who's in dementia.
Gene, I can't hear. Let Jeannie talk, because for some reason I'm not getting you with the phone lines. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, Frank, we're having a little hard time hearing you, so I'm going to translate for David. So you have a friend who's been diagnosed with dementia, and he's going into assisted living. Is that it?
Well, no, he's still home.
Okay, he's home, and he wants to go into assisted.
Look back.
So there's a 5-year look back for putting a house into a trust. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, so they don't take half of everything he has, the bank accounts and everything.
So, David, it's a question about...
So some of the ideas, without knowing all the details, but to help out our listeners. So, sadly, if you have dementia, Alzheimer's, you have mental difficulties, physical difficulties, you're going into assisted living or nursing home, Medicare and your supplemental insurance cut you off. With the house, okay, with the house, there's different situations. If you give the house to your spouse... There's no look back.
Frank, is he married?
Yes.
Okay, he is married. Oh.
So if the house goes to the spouse, it's as long as they only have one house, it's protected immediately. But you have to make sure it's a good marriage.
Yeah.
Okay? The other exception to the 5-year rule is there's no look back to a spouse is if you have a child, a caretaker child, a child that has been living with you for 24 months, 2 years in caring for you, not working, but caring for you. It's a 2-year look back. You can give, as long as the child's been with you 2 years, you can give that house to him or her. So you have the 2-year rule that's protected right away once they're caring for you for 2 years. The next crazy rule is you don't have a spouse, you don't have a child caring for you, but you have a child with a drinking or drug problem. If you have a child on disability because of drinking or drugs, the house is protected immediately. If you have a child on disability because of other issues, it's also protected immediately. So you have to look at spouses, children living with you, children living you because of, with disabilities, or children with addiction problems. All of those are exceptions to the 5-year rules. Why do they make these different exceptions? That's what the government does. We just report on it. So he should go to see someone when you have something this dramatic and important. Bad question.
What about bank accounts?
Are they joint?
It's the same idea. So with bank accounts, okay, bank accounts, it's not a caretaker child, but if you have a child with an addiction problem or disability, they're protected right away. If you have a spouse, you can move the assets to the spouse, your bank accounts. But typically, and it depends on the level of money, if there's $100,000 of money, the spouse can keep $50,000, but just spends the other $50,000 on fixing up the house, getting a new car. So there's always planning can be done, but it's very frustrating that Medicare and your supplemental insurance cut you off once someone has an illness such as dementia, Alzheimer's, MS, Parkinson's, and you need assisted living or a nursing home. Thank you for the call. If you need us, we're here. Just, you know, Jeannie will give out my office number. And sadly, we deal with these situations all the time. The good news is you live a longer life. The tough news is we have illnesses we never imagined we'd had. So it's heartbreaking. When I come home from the office, my wife says, "How was your day?" I say, "Fine." No, when you care for people, it's heartbreaking. So I'm very sorry for your friend's situation. Very sorry.
Yeah, this is the type of law that David practices, Frank. So, you know, whether it's David or another estate attorney, you know, again, this is all David does day in and day out. Nursing home work, you know, retitling of assets, you know, giving you guidance to protect assets for the well spouse when there's a sad situation with a spouse. So we're here for you each and every weekend, as we have been for decades. But we sincerely, you know, you want to be on top of this to protect assets for the well spouse, whether it's bank accounts, the house, vehicles. New Jersey just put in place the ability to put TOD on your car title to make it easier to handle that as an asset as well. So there are a lot of things that you should be doing. You should have a power of attorney in place. That's necessary. You should have the will in place that kicks in when you're gone, but the power of attorney controls your life and your money, and in my opinion is the most important document to have while you're breathing. So David, we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to Judy calling from Northfield. Good morning, Judy.
Oh yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to ask David, he said there was a 2-year look back on, you know, caregiving at home. Could it apply to a grandchild instead of a child?
No, and it should. The idea whether you have a grandchild or a child living with you and caring for you.
Yes.
It's called the caretaker child exception. So it has to be a child. So if a child, you know, forsakes their job, cares for you for 24 months at home, that house can then be transferred to that child, and there's no penalty. They don't come after the house if you go into assisted living or a nursing home after 2 years of care, but that does not apply to a grandchild or to some other relative. It has to be a child.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Judy.
Welcome.
It's a good point, because a lot of times, you know, your children are established in their own businesses or they're busy, and, you know, then the grandchild is kind enough to be able to step in and help, but you don't have the same exceptions. So it's tricky. And then, of course, you have to worry about if you're putting assets or putting someone in control of assets, are they the right people to be giving that power to?
Sure.
Could they themselves fall victim to addiction or, sadly, a lawsuit or a divorce or, you know, undue influence from a spouse or someone else? A lot of things can go wrong. You know, you think you're doing everything just crackerjack right, and then all of a sudden something flies into the soup. So you have to be careful. You've got to know your family, and nobody knows your family like you do. So always when you're naming
someone. Well, Jeannie, you know it as part of financial or estate planning.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that, you know, I'm living, I'm taking care of myself, but what happens if you need help? Exactly. The power of attorney. It's a separate document from a will. Who's going to care for you? Who's going to watch over the situation if you're in rehab, so that when you come home, your situation is on the right path and not run amok?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, if you ever need assisted living, whether it be 1 month, 6 months, a year, 2 years, or heaven forbid, in a nursing home situation, how do I protect my assets? Because Medicare does not pay, and your supplemental Blue Cross Blue Shield 65 plus AARP, they're not paying either. And the cost of assisted living in New Jersey is typically $7,000 to $12,000 a month.
Right.
Nursing home care typically now $11,000 to $17,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is you live a long life. The bad news is if any of us have a health situation, you have to plan that your life savings, including your house and car, because if you go into a care center, Medicare, your supplemental isn't paying. Your house will go to pay for the care center. So will your car. But eventually, Gene, they do leave you with assets. You know what they leave you with?
Not much.
$2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have $2,000. After you go through all your assets, you have $2,000. And then the person with $2,000, after they pass away, you get a letter from the state of New Jersey. It's called estate recovery. Do you have any of that $2,000 left that you haven't used? We'd like it paid back.
Wow.
So it's heartbreaking, but a big part of financial and estate planning is if I do get ill, how do I protect my assets? You're right, Gene. It's not just tax planning. It's health care planning and just inflation planning. Am I right, Gene? The cost of life and living?
Absolutely. And, you know, things ratchet up periodically. Not so much on your Social Security. Oh, there's a 2.9% increase. Well, guess what? The cost of your insurance just went up 3%. So you gotta. it's a battle. And I'll tell you, since retiring, you learn things. You know, you plan for it all your career, all your life, and we did, and I have. But you know, when you're sitting there looking at the hard numbers, it's sometimes a tough pill to swallow. One other thing too, regarding the healthcare issues, if you're traveling, you've got to have your healthcare information with you. God forbid there's an emergency. And, you know, the adage, oh, well, I'm going to a place where there's national healthcare, there's nationalized healthcare. Well, a lot of times that only applies to residents. It doesn't apply to visitors. So you want to be careful and you want to be cognizant of healthcare. It's a sticky wicket. It's very, very important that you know what you have, how it works, what is covered and what is not covered. And it's funny, I just found out recently that my eye doctor is a medical benefit, not an eye, or you know, you have dental and eye coverage at much reduced rates. Well, he's covered under Medicare, not under the eye and dental plans. So it's crazy. David, we have Stoney on the phone. Good morning, Stoney. You have a question about giving?
Good morning. I'm having trouble hearing you, and I wear hearing aids. I just want to know how much money can I give to a child? I have a son and a daughter, and or a grandchildren a year as gifts.
Okay,
well,
here's
good news.
And we'll speak loudly. Ready? You can give to any individual $19,000 without reporting it. Okay, that's each year. If you go over $19,000, the good news is, as of 2026, during your life, you're allowed to give a total of $15 million to anyone tax-free.
Okay,
so
I don't have any millions
to say,
of dollars.
David, but if I give
my
children and grandchildren
years
over
ago.
$15 million, is there a tax? There is.
Okay, we transferred a deed to our house 10 years ago. We did it
right.
With a law firm. And also... I have a trust fund, and that's a trust account, and my son is a trustee of that. But other monies that I have, if I gift $19,000 to children and grandchildren each,
$19,000 to anyone over that, it's reported. But the good news is it's reported on Form 709, but there's no tax, David, unless I've given my entire life. Now, the figure this year is $15 million. So
okay,
if you give each
well.
Child and grandchild $1 million this year, the tax to them and to you is zero.
But
very
on
well.
An annual basis.
Thank you very, very much for the answer. Thank you very much.
All
You're
right,
so
Stoney.
Welcome.
Goodbye.
By the way, Jeannie, we're going to have all the children and grandchildren calling us next week on the show to
right.
thank us for that answer.
Well, and but the, you know, it used to be $10,000 a year, and I have a lot of people, apparently that was the number that was stuck for a long time because people gravitate toward that number. But this year the number is $19,000. So you can give to your child. If they're married, you can give to their spouse. So there's $38,000 that's right out of your estate. You can give to grandchildren. You can do anybody, a neighbor or a friend. It doesn't have to be a blood relative.
Yeah. A lawyer, Jeannie.
No.
No, you can't give to lawyers, okay?
You're not supposed to.
Yes, on Valentine's Day, you can send a heart-shaped cookie, Jeannie.
Yeah, heart-shaped, right, exactly. Send it back with the bill, right? No, it's...
So I want to remind everyone during the week, if you want to reach my law office, it's open.
Yes.
During the week, David R. Thierman on Route 9 in Summers Point, New Jersey. We're here for you. So
you can
my telephone number, Gina Misley does it better than I do.
Because I can remember it. you're in vacation mode right now, right?
I am, but I'll be back this week.
If you wanted to reach David, as I said, for a review of your existing documents or to have your documents drawn, believe me, power of attorney is the most important document you have while you're breathing. It controls your money and your life. So you, please take a serious consideration for having these documents drawn. Once they're done, they're done. You don't have to revisit it every month or every week, but every few years they should be reviewed to make sure that you have the person in power that you want to be in power over your assets. And again, as I say, undue influence can occur in the best of households. As well as the worst. So you want to be very careful who you pick. And then you want to name a backup to that person. God forbid there's a common accident. You and your power of attorney are in the same car accident. Who would back you up? Who would back the power up that you named? You can reach David at his law offices, like I said, on New Road in Summers Point at 609-653-6003. It's... I know you're a one-man operation, and I know you book out several weeks, so it's important to get this done. And as I say, you know, it's just words on paper. If something changes down the road, you can certainly have them updated and change who you've named. It's a little tougher if you're doing trust work, but it can still be done. So make the effort. Get out there and review things. In fact, it's a miserable weekend. It's going to be yucky and cold during the day, so... Good time to pour another cup of coffee or cocoa and sit down with a pen and your sticky notepad and never write on your documents. Always write on a sticky note and put it right next to the paragraph that you want to change or update. But it's very important that you don't write on your documents. You can negate them. We've down to the last minute
and a half.
And then,
you know what, Gene? It's always also important, Gene, I'll get a lot of this.
What's that?
That different relatives will start asking the parents, am I in your documents, not in your documents? You have to watch out for when it turns to money, Gene. You have different relatives, you have in-laws or spouses. You have to make sure someone's not looking to the money when they shouldn't be. Because if you love your relatives, you want them to live all their life, live a long life, spend your money. You're not looking for their money. And I can't tell you how many families I've seen over the years their squabble over someone else's assets, which is truly heartbreaking.
Oh, as I say, grief turns to greed, too. It's crazy. We're at the end of the hour, believe it or not. Time flies. We want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. And
do we do a Valentine's Day song, Gene?
Yeah, go ahead, David.
Love is in the air.
Oh, my gosh. He found one. I'm proud
Tony
of you.
Tony Orlando, I think.
I'm proud of you. I don't know that that was Tony Orlando, but...
Love is in the air.
Yeah, I don't think
that... Holly and Jeannie running the show.
And David missing out on the snow.
Missing out on the snow. That was better, Gene.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just lost about 10% of our listening audience.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Thank God there's only 30... Thank God there's only 30 seconds left. We want to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day and a happy President's Weekend. Fly your flags, everybody. Fly them high and proud. And Great place to be, America. Thanks for joining us, everyone. David, have a great week. And we'll see you back here next weekend for more of It's Your Money. Stay safe out there.